This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm not going to lie to the listeners. It was something about knowing the New World Order was evil, knowing it was bad, having all their documents, but then to just now be inside of it so bad. And to watch so many people just take a hook, line, and sinker. But when you throw that line down right into the water, and you see that bass come up and hit that hook, and they're just reeling in those souls, just laughing. And destroying civilization. And all these weird, evil, cynical senators. And man, when you go to D.C. and you see a Republican senator, some of them have problems and are corrupt or whatever, but they don't have this aura. You'll feel a Democrat walk behind you like coldness. I mean, they're like devils. And they're all just these fake, evil lawyers. And they all just go... And they like have their hands like Emperor Palpatine, and they look at you, and they know you know they're dead inside, and they have this little smirk though, that they're soulless and they're going to get you. Since I mentioned, I should have got to it days ago. It was a big sensation. Tucker Carlson finally started unloading on Jared Kushner. Here it is.
They have. They've got to vote for us. Jared Kushner, for one, has made that point out loud. No one has more contempt for Donald Trump's voters than Jared Kushner does, and no one expresses it more frequently. In 2016, Donald Trump ran as a law and order candidate because he meant it, and his views remain fundamentally unchanged today. But the president's famously sharp instincts, the ones that won him the presidency almost 4 years ago, have been since subverted at every level by Jared Kushner. This is true on immigration, on foreign policy, and especially on law enforcement. As crime in this country continues to rise, Jared Kushner has led a highly aggressive effort to let more criminals out of prison and back onto the streets. This is reckless. At this moment in time, it's insane. It continues to happen. The president seems to sense this. At times, he seems aware he's being led in the wrong direction. He often derides Kushner as a liberal, and that's correct. Kushner is. But Kushner has convinced the president that throwing open the prisons is the key to winning African-American votes in the fall, and that those votes are essential to his reelection. Several times over the past few days, the president has signaled that he would very much like to crack down on rioters. That is his instinct. If you've watched him, you believe it. But every time, he has been talked out of it by Jared Kushner and by aides that Kushner has hired and controls. Kushner's assumption, apparently, is that African-American voters like looting. That is wrong. Normal Americans of all colors hate looting. Obviously, why wouldn't they hate looting? They're decent people. So what are the lessons of all that we have seen, and we've seen so much over the past 5 days? America's going to change because of this, that is certain. What can we learn from it? What should we demand going forward? The first thing to know is that we can no longer accept race baiting from our leaders. Never. That has become so common now that we barely notice it, but it is dividing and destroying this country. We should make them stop.
That's it. What Carlson said is key there. Very smart guy. Smartest person on TV. Now, number one, which shows you people are hungry for the truth. They get you used to the tyranny where you adapt to accepting it. I mean, the stuff we put up with... They have Obama still runs the CIA publicly, and they have hearings saying I'm a Russian agent and I don't get to face my accusers, and then they turn the CIA loose on me? I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm pissed, man. A bunch of weird chicken neck Ivy League jerks who then are super racist against everybody. They just hate everybody, and they just love playing with us like it's all big game and everybody getting poor and dying. Well, let me tell you something, globalist. It's going to be you that starts dying. Just like Hitler. We're not not going to put up with your crap forever. I guarantee you. Listen, I know what's coming, and you don't have to worry about me. It's your own evil that's going to destroy you. You better back off now, you chicken neck devils.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Laura Loomer is one of the most banned people in the world on the internet. But hell, now it's everybody. Now they just come in and take over all your browsers, your iPhones, your droids, and push Marxist, Leninist, burn down America, white people are bad. And it's weirdo white people that own giant slave factories in China like Tim Cook and Sergey Brin and Larry Page telling us this. It'd be like if Jeffrey Dahmer came to your house and said, don't eat beef, it's cannibalism, and he's got a person's arm in his hand he's eating. I mean, it's so fantastical how criminal big tech is and everything they've done and their disdain for us because they've gotten away with it for so long. But you know what? In some polls, she's leading. In other polls, she's neck and neck, and that's exciting. Laura Loomer for Congress.com. And she joined us. She put out a huge report at Loomer.com that I want to post on InfoWars.com. I told me the other day to do this. I don't know what they did. Let's repost this giant report where she lays out the proof that Jack Dorsey is supporting this whole movement and is supporting Antifa, which is nothing but the little Batman uniforms that the academics and the communists put on when they go out and engage in their thuggery and intimidation. You know, Dan Dix is what I'd call a classical liberal. He's up in Canada. And he's just out there the other day in Vancouver, and they start physically attacking him, and the police say, yeah, you got to go. And they go, oh, we've got a Nazi. And then once they do that, he goes, well, what have I done that's Nazi? They go, we just don't like you. Start attacking him. These people are thugs. You look at the eyes of the people that are all attacking him. I mean, they are so dead. And they're just paid thugs. So she joins us. Laura Loomer calls on feds to raid Jack Dorsey's home and charge him for aiding and abetting terrorists. And this guy does photo ops where he compares himself to Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, what a jerk, man. What a fraud. Congressional candidate Laura Loomer, leader of hashtag TW exit movement, encourages President Trump to go after these folks. Also, a Democratic congresswoman thanks violent rioters in Florida. And, of course, Loomer's saying he needs to get on Parler. Let's imagine if Trump did that and formed an exodus away, but see, he's being advised by Jared Kushner and Ivanka, who might as well just work for Hillary Clinton. Laura, good to have you on with us. So much crazy happening. What do you want to tackle first?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Alex. Well, I don't know where you want to start, but I guess we can start with Jack Dorsey. And one of the reasons why we're in this situation and why so much chaos and why these riots have become so violent is because Jack Dorsey, right, the head of Twitter, is allowing for this now designated terrorist organization to coordinate their riots across America and across the world via his social media site. And so while you're having a massive purge of conservatives and, you know, we warned everyone, Alex, right? It started with me and you, and we've been telling everybody for years that this is what's going to happen. And now we're watching it as America is up in flames in real time. And just today, Michelle Malkin was suspended. But now that President Trump's administration has officially designated Antifa as a terrorist organization, Jack Dorsey should be charged with aiding and abetting terrorist organizations. I've been saying this for years. with regards to the Islamic terrorist activity that you see take place on Twitter, where you have conservatives banned and shut down for posting facts, but then Hamas, ISIS, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, okay, pick your choice of whichever terror org you want.
Yeah, is there nothing that these big tech groups don't get away with? But the average senator is like 80 years old, so they don't even know what the hell's going on. Oh, that little internet thing, that nobody uses that. It's like somebody that's running a horse stables in 1920 and going, nobody's ever going to use them cars. Not those. I mean, they literally let them take everything over.
Yeah, and if you look at Twitter's bio, the official Twitter account, it says hashtag Black Lives Matter. So as one of the largest tech companies in the world, Twitter is now taking the position of these violent rioters and Antifa terrorists who are terrorizing American cities and really honestly trying to, cause so much chaos that they fatigue the nation ahead of an election. So
that's it. That's why Apple funded it and Hollywood funded it and Jeff Bezos funded it. Because and Nike funds it. It's about breaking the country and demoralizing us. It's totally cold-blooded. These tech companies own slave factories. They should be up in front of Nuremberg trials. They shouldn't just be raided for censoring and working with foreign governments. They should be arrested for working with Xi Jinping.
Right. And as you see, we're still in the middle of this COVID pandemic and these quarantine lockdowns. And all of these big tech companies have told their employees, most of them who are foreigners from hostile nations like China and Saudi Arabia, that they can work from home. And so while Americans are stuck inside and their businesses are failing because they can't go to work, and while Antifa is burning America down all across
the country. That's right. We're told still stay in your houses, but the commies, they can run around and burn everything.
Yeah, and you have these foreigners who are on H-1B visas working for Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, silencing Americans who are in quarantine in their homes trying to peacefully speak out about this insanity that is taking place in our country. And so this really is a war, okay? I would say that by putting that in his bio, Jack Dorsey has officially declared war against President Trump. We have seen the way that he and his company censored the president this last week after President Trump signed that executive order addressing social media censorship, and they are now censoring official communications from the White House Twitter. And so I really do believe that for the sake of curbing this terrorist activity, Jack Dorsey ought to be raided. Twitter ought to be raided. Facebook ought to be raided. And these executives need to be charged with aiding and abetting terrorist organizations in the middle of an active insurrection against the United States of America, because that is what this is. This is a coup. And this is just the Democrats' recent attempt to try to influence the elections and create so much disruption that even conservatives, that they want even conservatives and Republicans to be so fatigued with what is happening in their country that they just, wave the white flag of surrender and say, you know what? All right, I give in.
Lauren, you're absolutely right. What does Trump need to do? I mean, even his own Secretary of Defense is up there saying, oh, no, we don't need the Insurrection Act. When if this isn't a foreign-funded insurrection, I don't know what is.
I do believe that President Trump just needs to go ahead and implement the Insurrection Act. And he warned the other day these governors. And look, it's not his fault because these governors are refusing to call in the National Guard. In order for the federal government to send in the National Guard, you have to have a formal request from the state's governors. Yet these Democrat governors and officials would rather have their cities be burned down and American citizens terrorized for the sake of making Trump look bad.
And how slimy Northam looks. I mean, he doesn't just keep babies alive and sell their body parts. I mean, these all people just look like classic con men out of a movie. I mean, that guy could be a con man in the movie Casino or something. He looks slimier than, go ahead.
Think of the hypocrisy, Alex. Here you have somebody like Northam talking about how he's not going to call in the National Guard and how these are riots for the sake of race relations. This is a guy who got caught in blackface or a KKK hood. I personally think he's the guy in the hood, not the blackface. He is a full-blown racist. So how are these Democrats going to accuse President Trump and Republicans of being racist when they themselves are taking photos in blackface and KKK hoods? I mean, where is the media to report on this? Oh, that's right. The media has decided to play hand in hand with the radical left and their insurrection in this country. And that's why they decided to ban people like me and you, because we were reaching millions of people and exposing these leftists, for the racists, for the domestic terrorists that they really are.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, the Joker, all that they admit was to trigger this for the election. They admitted that was the plan, glorifying killing random people, killing police. What do you expect them to pull next? I mean, already the COVID hoax and now this. I mean, it's just a barrel of snakes here.
Well, that's the thing, right, is what you've seen from the beginning of 2020 is disturbance after disturbance after disturbance and disruption, okay? So you have COVID, and then you have these riots, and then you have this push for mail-in voting, and they just want there to be so much instability, and you're right. Who knows what's going to be next, right? And shouldn't we be reopening our nation now? Shouldn't Americans be able to get back to life and all of these COVID-19 Chinese virus restrictions be lifted? How is it that Jews and Christians are being threatened in New York City with arrest, but Bill de Blasio's daughter is allowed to go outside and throw things at police officers and obstruct traffic and participate in riots that are getting cops killed? I would love to know, because it just seems like there not only is a full-blown war on President Trump's administration and conservative values and religious Americans, but, you know, there's a war on God in this country. You have people in this country, Democrats, who are more offended by seeing President Trump take a photo with a Bible in D.C. than they are of the fact.
No, you're right. This is good versus evil. Laura Loomer, stay there. We'll be right back on the other side. Newswars.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I was the first male case that they chose. Laura Loomer was the first female. First, they start with the demonization. So that when they totally censor you and do things to control your life that only go on in communist China, other people don't stand up for you, and then the precedent's set. She got banned from using Uber. She got banned from using the Airbnb. She got banned from hotels. She got banned from everything. And now we learn that that's the model for everybody. Oh, and Drew Brees came out and said he thinks we should all unify and be one nation. So he's getting canceled. This is terrorism. An NBA announcer came out and said all lives matter. He got fired. But everybody else, they get their speech as long as you parrot what the establishment says. It has nothing to do with liking black people or wanting a future or not saying that it looks like what happened to Mr. Floyd was wrong. It's about doing what the system says when they say it. They're just using race relations as an excuse to make you bow. Or what was it like for you to see Blackout Tuesday where Apple, Google, YouTube, Facebook, all of them unified, Spotify, and all only forced 1980s radical leftist liberation music, you know, F the police, kill the police, gangster rap, forcing that. Some services wouldn't even let people get to their music. They were just like, you're going to get this now, not just surveilling us, not just social credit score, but now force feeding us. People are upset about alerts from Trump on their phones, so the White House won't do them. But because that is kind of fascist. This is an alert from big tech, whether you like it or not, forcing its way into your life out of some dystopic nightmare scenario, Laura.
Yeah, look, it should honestly terrify everybody. And when you look at what they're trying to do and their surveillance capabilities, and now they're trying to force people Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorist propaganda, it makes you wonder if they would even potentially aid and facilitate in the hunting down and tracking of certain undesirable individuals. For example, and before some people say this is too far-fetched, right? I used to think it would be too far-fetched for, you know, phones to be tracking people and then, you know, giving away your private medical information and people being banned and then Facebook saying that it was okay to kill certain people like me and you. But here we are in 2020 and this is all happening. What's to say that these companies aren't going to start pinpointing people's locations, like my location, your location, Gavin McGinnis's location, Milo's location, or, you know, the location of people who have been banned and deemed
dangerous?
Stop
there, because Twitter admittedly shares it with hundreds of other big tech companies. Netflix shares everything. This isn't far-fetched. It came out that Antifa was in the FBI. It came out Antifa was in Twitter. It came out that they have actually been doing all this.
Yeah, and we know that there are members of Antifa who work for these different companies. It's been exposed in this last week. We see how the executives and the people who have access to billions of people's personal information and their location, because these apps directly tie to your location on your phone, they have access. And these are the same people who are participating in BLM and Antifa activities or, you know, acts of communication with Islamic terrorist organizations, as we know in my case, where CARE privately lobby Twitter to ban me. And so this is now a serious community public safety issue, especially for conservatives. And they are trying to whip people up into a frenzy to start violently attacking innocent people based off the color of their skin in the streets. And we have seen this in video footage that has come out over the last few days that the mainstream media is refusing to report on, where you have some white individuals walking down the street getting attacked by by black mobs, right? And people cheering on and not doing anything about it. And so I find it to be very concerning. And people who are, you know, conservative especially should be very worried. And especially if you are a conservative public figure who has been demonized by these tech companies. I was speaking to one of them today. I was talking to Milo. And Milo told me that he is not going to be leaving his house anytime soon over the next week as long as these riots continue because he's worried about his safety. You know, so this is really scary. And look what they did to you, Alex. You know, they perpetuated this hoax that an InfoWars crew set a homeless man's belongings on fire. You know, they're trying to incite violence against you in the InfoWars.
Well, I was about to bring that up next, but it's not just us. They're all over the news saying there's no Antifa violence. It's right-wingers staging it and blaming us when they're calling for the violence. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they're starting to, in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who I spent years, mind you, let's just stop for a second, because don't you find it really interesting how conservatives want to pretend like this revelation of Keith Ellison being tied to Antifa is new? I remember 2 years ago, Alex, when I was on the ground exposing Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison for being tied to Antifa, being tied to ISIS, 2 years ago. And what if people say, oh, Laura, come on, it's a conspiracy theory. Come on, you can't say that. We're not going to report on it because it's too incendiary. But now what do you see? Everybody's trying to act as if this is some grand revelation.
And that's what's frustrating is we don't want to be the ones that break it to get the credit. I just want to beat these people. But, yeah, that's why they had to try to suppress you and myself and others, because we were exposing all this many years ago exactly as it was. You were in Congress begging Trump and getting, you know, arrested to just do something about Twitter. And they were still pretending then, is Twitter censoring? Of course they're censoring, and they're election meddling.
And we warned about it. And I was sitting right next to you. I was sitting next to you. And I remember I said they're trying to steal the election. You can play the video. You can roll it back 2 years ago. I said they're going to try to steal the 2018 and 2020 election. So that's what's happening. So everything, there's a reason why we're banned. And it's not because we're offensive. It's not because we're hateful. It's not because we're racist, like they want to say. It's because we are effective. And we are effective in countering their messaging. And we more so than anybody else, people like me and you and Milo and Gavin and others, we pose such a threat to their agenda because we awakened people to this war, this info war that's on their mind.
By the way, Trump 4 years ago knew that and adopted a lot of our nationalist patriot rhetoric. That's just a reality base. It's not some theory we cooked up. It's just common sense. What does Trump need to do now, Laura, with 152 days left to turn the tide? Because I'm telling you, they're going to steal this election right now if Trump doesn't get serious.
Yeah, well, look, I like I said in the beginning, Insurrection Act right away. And on top of that, I do believe that these tech executives need to be raided and charged criminally for aiding and abetting terrorist organizations, because they are allowing for their sites, which are wrongfully being called platforms. They should be immediately.
Oh, I guarantee you, if you or I were coordinating 50 people to go burn things or shoot people, we'd be arrested. And we should be. These people are just everywhere coordinating it.
Yeah, and Jack Dorsey is actively endorsing it by putting hashtag Black Lives Matter in the Twitter bio and refusing to ban Antifa accounts, you know? So they're banning people who are speaking out against violence. And mind you, it's not conservatives who are committing these acts of violence and looting and rioting, right? These are leftists. These are radical leftists. These are Antifa domestic terrorists. So, you know, that's what I would do immediately. Insurrection Act, and then have, you know, AG Barr's Justice Department charge and prosecute the tech executives.
All they got to do is indict the heads of Antifa. We even know who the Rise Up group leaders are. They're a bunch of Marxist-Leninists. Indict them, get their documents, it all goes right back to the DNC. We have them. George Soros, yeah. Alexander Soros.
Right, and also, too, before it's too late, I've been calling on President Trump and other Republicans to get onto Parler, because the next step is just banning President Trump. And I've been warning about this for 2 years, Alex. I said they're going to censor the president. They're going to ban President Trump. They're going to shut down Republican officials. So
let's talk about what's coming next with Laura Loomer. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act. I did know that we were going to the church. I was not aware of a photo op was happening. course, the president drags a large press pool along with him. And look, I do everything I can to try to stay apolitical and to try and stay out of situations that may appear political. And sometimes I'm successful at doing that, and sometimes I'm not as successful. But my aim is to keep the department out of politics, to stay apolitical. And that's what I continue to try and do.
So the whole media just attacks everything. Everything that Trump does. And that everybody just grovels and hopes they'll be nice. Oh, I'm not with Trump. Oh, I'm not political. All of this is political. Laura Loomer's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday worldwide transmission. Laura, I've got a lot of points I want to go to and a lot of other videos I want to talk about with you, but you're running for Congress. Tell us where you're running for folks that may not know and just how important this upcoming election year is.
Right. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, so I'm running for Congress in Florida's 21st Congressional District, and, you know, that happens to be the home voting district of President Trump and Mrs. Trump. And so on Election Day, President Trump will be voting for me. And when I win, I will be representing the people of District 21, including President Trump and Mrs. Trump. And so really what you're seeing right now in our country is the fight to save America. So this election, and it may sound cliche, but, you know, it needs to be said and people really need to drill this into their mind. This is an election of life versus death. This is an election in which the survival of America or the infinite death of our constitutional republic stands. And so you need to vote like your life depends on it, because you see what's happening in the street right now. This is America under Democrat control. This is what America looks like if Democrats get the White House, you guys. If Republicans do not take back the House, you know, this is going to become the norm. This is going to become the normal in America. And you see the way that these power-hungry Democrats are now utilizing this crisis. They never let a crisis go to waste to infringe upon people's Second Amendment rights, to keep people locked inside, to wage a war on religious, God-loving Americans. Okay, we are losing our country day by day. And the president is under attack, not only by the mainstream media and the Democrats, but there's even Republicans who are criticizing the president.
Oh, they all jump on the bandwagon to grovel to the media. And big tech is leveraging the youth now, totally weaponizing social media against Americans. I mean, this is just like the CIA would use Facebook and Twitter to overthrow countries and fund the Arab Spring that was so bad. They're doing that here. They're literally muscling us. So it's not like some liberal thing Jack Dorsey's doing or some liberal thing Tim Cook's doing. These are monstrous people.
Yeah, and you know, the woman who I'm running against, Congresswoman Lois Frankel, she took to Twitter to thank the rioters. Okay, so she said that it was peaceful. What is peaceful? You know, I got stuck on I-95, Alex. I was driving to a campaign meeting the other day, and I got stuck on I-95 because rioters, BML rioters and Antifa rioters decided to shut down traffic in both directions. What exactly about that is peaceful? What exactly is peaceful about shots being fired at the Palm Beach outlets and people having to throw tear gas and, you know, police having to fire rubber bullets to get these Antifa domestic terrorists under control? You know, I mean, this woman is inciting violence. This woman is supporting Antifa domestic terrorists. Okay, it's peaceful. It's peaceful. These people tried to cross over the bridge into Mar-a-Lago. They tried to trespass to go destroy President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, along with Lois Frankel, I haven't seen a single Democrat in this country who's in a position of power, and any elected official in the Democrat Party who has condemned this.
No, you're right. Let me show you this video, because a lot of police officers have been killed. A lot of security people have been killed. Federal security has been killed. And the media won't even ever say their names. You've got to dig and dig days later to even find out who they are. There'll be videos of them getting shot and killed. And the national news won't show it. Twitter and Facebook try to block it. But, oh, they show you anything that can then be projected onto the police in general to, again, undermine the country. Here's Captain Police Captain David Dorn, retired, 77 years old, hired to protect a pawn shop. And he was shot in the chest for trying to stop looters. Does this Black Lives Matter? Here's the video.
I was some TVs, cuz. OG, man, rest in peace, bro. It's nothing but love, bro. You good, bro. It's okay, bro. Just relax, bro. Relax, bro. Relax, bro.
I do it over TV.
I was some TVs. You was doing the right thing. You was doing the right old thing. You was trying to protect it, but at the same time, it's the wrong. It's too much going on for that OG. Come on, OG. We better than that OG. I think he do work here, man. He work here, man. Over some fucking TVs, man. Over some TVs. He lost his life over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs, cuz. Over some TVs,
cuz. When the communists take over, they didn't always make whatever group was in power bow down and pray and ask for forgiveness. And now they're doing it all along race. The opposite, again, of what Martin Luther King talked about. This is so diabolical. This is so planned. This is so evil. And the Democrats need to pay for what they've done. Now, juxtapose that video with this new video that just went up on InfoWars.com. Antifa soy boy mocked for crying hysterically as peer unnecessarily applies a tourniquet to a tiny scratch on his leg. And then it turns out he was just crying for attention. And it turns out this video just resurfaced. This was when Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race. So this is the hysteria of Antifa, how they all are these big heroes. Here it is. Almost all leftists on the street are failed theater majors.
Yeah.
Breathe, breathe. We got the tourniquet on here. And it looks like it's a fake strawberry. A raspberry. You're good. You're a survivor in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. You fought the Nazis in Spain. It's just fake crying.
Just letting you know.
Antifa soy boy mocked for crying hysterically as peer unnecessarily applies tourniquet. I mean, what's up with the LARPing with these people?
Look, it seems to be just one giant psyop, doesn't it? I mean, we're being told that it's right wingers who are perpetuating violence. Okay, they are telling us that Black Lives Matter while they refuse to speak out about an innocent Black police captain who was murdered on the streets, okay? You have members of Congress, people like Ilhan Omar, whose daughter is tweeting out supply lists to these Marxist jihadists in Minnesota who are burning down police stations. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all these other elected officials tweeting out, you know, materials. I mean, these people should be removed from office, okay? This isn't just Antifa. You have Democrat members of Congress, Democrat mayors like Bill de Blasio, Democrat governors now trying to aid in this because this is an insurrection. This is an insurrection, Alex. This is what they are doing. Okay, this has nothing to do with race relations right now.
That's right, and now this has happened. Though they admit it's an attempted overthrow. Twitter suspends Michelle Malkin amid leftist violence. Despite Trump's call to stop the censorship, because she said violent criminal looters should be shot, they've now suspended her. Sorry, Laura, go ahead.
Right, and so you have celebrities who are talking about stabbing people in the neck and talking about burning it down and putting America in flames and talking about, you know, if you go online, there's countless assassination threats against the president, something you've been talking about for years. So how is that acceptable to post on Twitter, but then Michelle Malkin gets banned for her comments, right? This is what I mean about these tech executives now aiding and abetting terrorist activity. They need to immediately charge these tech executives with aiding and abetting terrorist organizations. And really, honestly, I do believe that people like Dorsey and Zuckerberg ought to be charged with treason because they are aiding.
That's right. Laura Loomer for Congress.com. Thank you so much, Laura. Really appreciate you. Stay with us, folks. Got a lot coming up.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. John Rappaport coming up. Been on fire lately. Really pissed off. He should be. We're all in the middle of a big social experiment. They're breaking the social contract to politically totally take the country over and loot the living snot out of it. There's a big article by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Infowars.com that needs to be shared. Man sickest in his life after taking an experimental vaccine. You know Ian Hayden from many appearances on CNN and other networks celebrating his heroic act of volunteering to test Moderna's experimental COVID vaccine. The sun is now set on Hayden's television career. He is no longer useful to the pharma media narratives that all vaccines are always safe for all people. the Madeira's business partners, Tony Fauci and Bill Gates, were justified in skipping animal studies and going right to humans. Ian Hayden is now an embarrassment to Fauci, Gates, and the CNN cheerleaders. He will therefore vanish into the censorship twilight. Madeira chose Hayden for the study because of his robust good health. He was among the 15 volunteers in the high-dose group. With 45 days, three of these, a shocking 20% experienced serious adverse events, according to Madeira's press release, meaning they required hospitalization and medical intervention. You like getting paralyzed? And this is what they're coming at you and your family with, and they've got their mRNA vaccines, also being produced by Moderna, that go into the cell and reprogram it. Oh, wow, that's really nice. Do I have to go into how deadly that is, how dangerous that is, how insane, how reckless? We're all guinea pigs now. You're in the guinea pig cage now. They got that old Johnny Cash song. You're in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. How about you're in your coffin now? And it just goes on and on. That's why Gates said, though, oh, there's going to be a lot of side effects. Oh, things aren't turning on for a long time. And now, even CNBC goes, oh, yeah, top side to say it doesn't even exist. It's just a regular cold virus. But it exists. It's a patented little special juicy. So they can keep releasing new variants of it every year. And I predict they'll release a really deadly form of it and say, oh, you said it was a hoax. It's really deadly now. Oh, don't worry. All of you that want to die, if you submit to the globalists and they think you're going to go along with it, they're going to release stuff that will kill everybody. And then you can all enjoy yourselves. Everyone can take a knee permanently and climb into a dirt nap. They've downloaded the video. We'll have it at the end of the hour if Dewey wants to come in and take a little bit of the time from the great John Rappaport. But Drew Brees came out, and Twitter didn't erase his video that he's now being fired for and getting in trouble, losing contracts. They just have it skip back to the beginning and don't tell you that they manipulated it, but we were able to find another copy. That's coming up. So this is live time, out of control censorship going on, big time. There's another video. This is linked up on DrudgeReport.com. A lot of folks are mad at Drudge, and I've seen a big change in Drudge. I haven't talked to Drudge in a long time, but at least they do carry some of the InfoWars stories. And it shows what happens out in the suburbs of California when Antifa tries to come and knock out windows and burn things. Here's some of the video of what happened there.
It ain't going good at all. They just beat the ever-loving snot at a few or four guys, and it's going again. God damn it. The Antifa guys are not doing well here. They're all getting the shit kicked out of them. It's going bad. The Antifa guys are being chased like crazy. Told you, Ukiah ain't the place to be.
And again, those are just a bunch of dirty university professors and their suboids that they go and hire meth heads to literally cause a war. Using a black dude who got killed in what looks like bad police action.
The Antifa guys are just you can't come to Ukiah with this shit. You can't come to Ukiah. They're getting the fucking shit kicked out.
Look, it's all white dudes. Why would you go somewhere and try to knock out windows in a convenience store? I mean, what does that even do?
Enough, guys. We don't need to follow them.
They never attack the globalists.
Follow them. They've had enough.
All right, that's good. Here is some trendy white kids up in their five-story building listening to what they think soul music. I mean, I'm telling you, man, there's so many glow-in-the-dark white kids that never left their house. And then they buy into all this Black Lives Matter stuff that's run by the most vicious big tech companies that literally own giant death camps with 3 million Muslims in them making Apple parts. I mean, it's on record, but it's like Tim Cook's gay. So it's like, death camp, Jared Kushner, death camp. And so they're just up there listening to their soul music. And they're like, oh, hi, black people. And all those black people see is white people they've been told are bad waving at them, so they throw rocks at them. By the way, good shots as well. Here it is. And somehow that video got blown up and distorted. It's on Infowars.com. You can see folks down on the street walking. The printies are doing like this with their hands and then the rocks. We'll fix that in post. Just start, you know, hurtling and bombing in as fast as possible. And yeah, here it is. Go ahead and roll it again. All right, whatever. The point is that the raw footage is on Infowars.com. We will add that in post. The full broadcast, we repost it. Later. That does not mean suspend the regular live broadcast or suspend the refeed. I'm simply meaning the one we post to band.video. Great job of the crew, but we're moving really quick here, so I'm kind of giving orders too fast. Okay, let me just real fast throw this in. There's massive censorship everywhere. AI is watching everything you do on these big platforms, controlling you. They're now force-feeding you propaganda, sending you Marxist-Leninist garbage. The authoritarianism that's at the universities is now invading the rest of the country. It's only going to get worse. They produced the movie Joker to train the public to kill police randomly. The police are bowing and loving it and worshiping it in most areas. The appeasement we've been taught is about to be our destruction. But it has been your word of mouth about band.video, about newswars.com, about infowars.com/show that has increased the traffic. 5 times what it was just a year ago. And that's awesome. So InfoWars lived. InfoWars lives. Everybody else is being shut down and totally silenced. They bought up almost all the talk radio. It just gets more and more and more insane by the minute. It's completely out of control. And we have to stay on air. Now, they're moving into the physical attack mode to try to get us, as you've seen. And they're moving into other areas because they cannot have us on air when they try to kill the president or when they try to burn down every city. But we're still here thanks to you. So listen, while we're still here, and that means us together, tell people, hey, there's an American resistance to this foreign Chinese-funded overthrow. Find out the truth at band.video. Click the top. Click the Alex Jones show, the other shows, David Knight. It's all there. You'll find the truth. And all the different band videos that are being taken off Twitter and YouTube. We contact the people to put the video up, say, hey, give us a copy. We'll put it up. We host it. We pay for it. That's where your money goes to finance your voice, your speech, your information. Band.video. Share it now to your email list. Share it now to your friends, your family. And then get products that are amazing that you already need, like vitamin D3, the super high quality, and our ultimate krill oil, Rainforest Plus, the great nootropic, Survival Shield X2, the essential, DNA Force Plus, that is so important to get. 60% off flash sale because things are so insane. I wasn't going to have a sale this big, even at Christmas, but I've just decided that we need to get everything we have out of the warehouse and into your hands so we have funds to go through at least the next 152 days. Because let me tell you, if they make their move on Trump and the country, they're going to disconnect everything. They've got IP addresses to shut everything down. You won't be able to get any of this. If you sign up at Infowars.com, /newsletter, it's free. We will still be able to send you videos, maybe, to your email to share. We're still going to have those networks, but if they kill the president, they're going to burn everything down, cut the food off, and then make you turn your guns in to get the food, just like they did in 1917 in Russia. It's the same blueprint, same deal. So get your supplies now, get your storable food now, as I hope we're going to defeat this, but you cannot be enough alarmist. This is absolutely maximum globalist communist takeover, okay? So InfoWarsStore.com, well, you still can, because there's only months left if Trump and the military don't act. They brought us this situation. We'll be right back with the next hour, and John Rappaport, stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.